Everybody heals differently, so you know, you may have a case where somebody might struggle a year because that's just how they were. You never know, their diet could be different, their rehab could be different. Because my diet and my rehab is totally different. I went out to California and did all my stuff at Sport Science Lab with my with Gavin McMillan out there. So that stuff, I was running by February, you know. So once again, everybody's different. I expect some situation like what happened now. You know, I got a little soreness last week, flared up a little bit, so it was like, let's chill out. So I expect that stuff, but I also expect my body to get acclimated to that and used to it. So therefore, I won't have a crazy reaction. It'll just be, okay, it's sore, but we can still go. Because that was, that was the biggest concern, is like, I can go full go one day, but can I go consecutive days? That's the biggest thing.
Remember you talking last year about a lot of natural supplements that you use. What, are you still into that, and what kind of stuff?
Basically, you know, I grew up, I had digestive problems. I lost my mother to Crohn's, which is a digestive disease. And so my main thing was I wanted to make sure that, you know, my system was okay. So I actually emailed a lady called Lita Lee, and she's an enzyme chemist, and it's just all, like, natural supplements for that. So I feel like that kind of sped up a lot of stuff, because for me, having all my situations like non-contact, like self-inflicted, then it must be something wrong with me internally. So we try to figure that out, and we thought that was one of the things that could help.
How long ago did you contact?
About February. Yeah. I mean, I feel better. You know, I've been regular and whatnot, and you know, my healing's been speeding up and whatnot. So.
Who's that lady working?
Lita Lee. She's just a chemist out in Oregon.
Of course, not in California, but do you know guys that have worked out there?
Well, it was funny. I saw a feature on NFL Network with Troy Polamalu when he did his whole rehab out there before they won their second Super Bowl, I think it was. And so I still happened to be at Carlson Palmer's golf tournament at the St. Regis, and at one of the booths, I forgot which hole it was, I met somebody who gave me the card to the same trainer, so which happened to be down the street from where I live in Orange County. So it, you know, it all worked out. So I ended up going there and been there ever since.
Sorry, again, late. Just how did today go?
Oh, today went well. I didn't know I was gonna go until I got here, and I woke up feeling pretty stiff, pretty sore, and I was like, I'm not sure. So I warmed up and I told the doctors I'm gonna try it out today. So I felt pretty good.
You go tonight or you take tonight off?
I'm probably going to take tonight off, I think. Once again, they limited me out there, too. I did some cards. I had some work with the ones. I did all the returns. So I think I showed enough for myself and for them, too. But we'll see.
I know you said, you know, the point that you want to get to is where you can go consecutive days.
Right,
you're
right.
Comfortable. How do you know when you're getting to that point? Is it just kind of a take a day by day?
Oh, it's definitely a day by day thing. Because the thing with me in the off season is that, you know, everybody trains. You know, I can go a week straight, train my butt off, and do this and whatever, to emulate it. But you can never emulate football. Like, there are guys who train all off season to get in shape. They feel awesome. They get here and practice. They're gassed because you can't simulate. Because, you know, I would say when you train, you know what you're going to do. When I'm training, I know I'm going to run to the cone and run back. When I'm playing football, I know I'm going to run to the receiver, but I don't know where the hell he's going to go. You know what I'm saying? So it's different. You know, you get mentally and physically exhausted.
When you look at the big picture, is it nice that you have that versatility and you do a lot of things that these guys need right now? I mean, they need options at safety, they need options at corner, they need a return guy. Is it nice that there seems to be a spot for you?
Yeah. It was funny. I think the first day here, Greg Jennings ran a seam route. And he ran right into my chest. And he looked up. He said, safety? I said, I didn't know you had safety. I said, yeah. I said, they're not getting rid of me, boy. I said, I'm playing everywhere. I said, I'm playing everywhere. So it helps. We definitely need that depth as the season goes along, you know, especially, you know, hopefully we don't have any injuries. But, you know, that's how the game of football is. And so the more guys can do, you know, the better it is.